Episode 2461, Illuminate Hope.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. All right, stop slouching. It is time to wake your body up, invigorate your soul, and come on, get those eyes going because it's time for you to illuminate hope. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. Get that smile on. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live love and impact. You know, life doesn't have to get you down. Turn your day around and take aim. Illuminate hope. This is your day to celebrate breath, life, hope, and a future. Now, I know life isn't that easy, and you may be struggling right now. That's okay. I want you to know that you are seen. And maybe it's to the point where you're like, gosh darn it, I just feel like I'm talking to an empty wall. Okay, for this moment, talk to me. You're heard. I get how our hearts hurt. I get how we can get lost in the everyday. You turn on the news, I don't care what channel you're watching. I don't find a lot of good stuff. It's just the time and the season that we're in. And we live in a fallen world. But with all of that, I'm here to tell you there is hope. And even though you may be down, maybe you were given a project at work that is really going to take a lot of time away from your family this season. And you're like, I don't have time for that. But you know that if you don't do it, you may not have a job. And you need a job to put food on the table and to have a roof over your head. Maybe you're facing a situation with your health and you really aren't sure what it's going to look like over these next few months. Thanksgiving's not going to be the same. Christmas is not going to be the same. And you're going to be moving into the new year. You've got a lot of question marks. Maybe you're just trying to get through your day. The kids are crying and screaming at you. You've got demands left and right. Your husband is telling you to do one thing and you've got to do 20 other things. I just want you to take a moment and breathe. And I want you to be present. I want you to feel your heart for a moment. I know life can get out of hand. I live in the same world you do. Our situations, our circumstances are different. But we are all seeing the same things just from a different lens. And so for today, I want to ask you to look at life a little differently. Because discouragement is not going to go away on its own. You have to kick it to the curb. And the only way that happens is by taking action. Because a lot of times, it's not that hope goes away. It just fades into the day. Hope can get lost in your everyday. It's like we walk around with hope blinders. We don't see what we need to really see. We hone in on all the negative. We hone in on what everybody else wants us to see. And we forget that God has something in store for us right now. So you have to be intentional and illuminate hope. When it's made by your hand, it comes from your heart. And that's simply a challenge that I want to put out there to you today. What can you do today that gives you the opportunity to serve? Maybe it's simply telling somebody how great they look in their outfit. Do you know how much that can change a person? Because maybe when they woke up this morning, they looked in the mirror and they're like, oh my gosh, you look horrible. You need to lose 35 pounds. There's no way you're going to make it to Christmas. And your New Year's resolution? Oh yeah. Why even start now? You failed at it 3 times. This could be the conversation that that person saw and heard in the mirror, but you come around and say, you know what? I just love that color on you. It just brightened your face and your smile. Thank you for making my day. How would that make you feel if somebody came and said that to you out of the blue? You don't know them? You've never seen them? Okay, maybe you could if you live in a really small town. But otherwise, it's just this little burst of freshness, of rejuvenation for the heart. When it's made by your hand, it comes from your heart, meaning that you are sitting here trying to be intentional about things. You're not just buying things off the shelf, going, okay, slap it on here, slap it on there, and you go about your day. And I'm not talking about gifts. This is figuratively. I really want you to search, because when you are in service, you are giving hope. And as others experience the gift of hope you are giving, you in turn are gifted hope too. You got to keep your perspective on the goal. What are you in search for? Illuminate hope. Let the failures fade away as you embrace what God has for you today. Don't get yourself wrapped up in all the news. Yes, we need to be aware of it. Yes, we need to know what we need to do in our world that we touch. I know we just had something tragic happen in our small town here. It made the national news, a mass shooting. It'll be 2 weeks this coming Thursday. That's not something that you plan for on how you're going to react, how you're going to respond. You just show up and you illuminate hope. And that's what each of us are doing in our community, neighbor to neighbor to neighbor. I don't know everybody in my community, but I can reach out and I can make a phone call. I can send a text and say, I want you to know that you are loved. I missed you yesterday. I want you to know I was thinking about you. Illuminate hope. It doesn't take much in our world today. But you see, all those social media feeds, the news, the on-demand streaming, even me, can distract you from what God wants you to see. Now, honestly, I hope it's not me. I hope to draw you closer to Him. I hope that I'm helping you light that candle to illuminate hope. You're moving into a brand new season. It's autumn. And what a fabulous way than to give someone hope every day. Because when you do that, I promise you, your hope account is going to grow. And you're going to feel like, you know what? I can do this. I can get through. I can take that next step. And sometimes that's the only thing we need. That's our lifeline, is just the next step. So what will you do today to let your failures fade away so you can embrace what God has for you today? Go out and illuminate hope. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.